Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is the Zurian Show, and we want to welcome you to listening today. Today we have a special treat. We have a gentleman by the name of Terrell Richardson. We have a gentleman by the name of Terrell Richardson. Terrell is definitely a man that knows what he knows. He's a man. Also, he's going to tell us a little bit about the history of martial arts as a whole. Again, I want to thank you for contacting us, and I'm contacting us listening to us on the Zurian Show today. I'm being a little tongue-tied, it appears. Okay. Hold on, please. Terrell, you with us?
I'm with you, sir.
All right. Sorry, it looks like we experienced a little bit of a problem with the studio for a second. Couldn't get it to activate.
Okay.
Anyway, my brother, I am very sorry that we are running a little bit behind, but we're going to get this whole story out. We're going to share all of this knowledge that you got to share with us, and we're going to go ahead and make this show one of the best shows we've ever done. All right, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Terrell Richardson. We like to call him Professor Terrell Richardson. He is an expert in the martial arts. He is considered a master or grandmaster in the martial arts and has been training for more than 38 years. All right, Terrell, go ahead and take it away.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on the subject about the true origin and history of the martial arts.
Somehow we're getting an echo. You don't have another the show playing in the background, do you?
Okay, how's this?
That sounds, I'm still hearing some talking in the background. I don't know what that is.
Nothing here.
All right, well, go ahead. I'll see if I can tweak it on my end. Go
ahead
and tell us about
the
history of martial arts.
Okay, well, first thing, I've always, from a child, I've always looked at, you know, how, you know, when I was a kid growing up and studying the martial arts, I'm looking at, I saw nothing but Asians. And, you know, and I'm like, I know they are black or African-American martial artists. So as I continue to evolve in the martial arts and grow, I had to realize that some of these stories that was being told were just that. It was just story. They weren't factual. And the first thing I came to realize that the martial arts belong to the man of color. We were the creators of combat. Now, there are others that will disagree with me, but I'm sure I can convince some, you know, once I finish talking here. First and foremost, a lot of people will say that Buddha is the modern father of martial arts. And that is correct. He is the modern father of martial arts. But if they are to believe that, which is true, then we must look at who Buddha was. And we need to understand that he was, first of all, from the Kalari tribe, and he was a young prince, and his father was the 28th Brahma king of India. Now, his birth name was Satara, and he actually had studied from a young man up to, actually from a young child to a young man, he studied a system called Kalaprat, which means battlefield art. And the fact that his people were originally coming from Africa because the Kalari tribe were the very first inhabitants of India, and they spoke Dravidian. And when he, Buddha that was, or Satara, actually made his pilgrimage into China, this is where he taught what they call 18 Lohan, which is the 18 hand techniques of the Buddha. Well, that is what we see in the history portion, but we are to find also that history tells us that the Shang Dynasty, which is one of the oldest dynasties in China, had Africans there. The people were called Naki, which means black man. Now, we ought to look at, as a matter of fact, there's many murals in a lot of the Shaolin temples. Well, the Japanese call it Shorinji, but and the Mandarin call it Sa Lum. That if you look at a lot of these murals, you'll see that these murals were black Shaolin monks engaged in what they call Chinese boxing. Okay? And what I find ironic was that there was Africans living in China prior to Buddha, and the fact that the Shang Dynasty actually had Africans there. And then what people don't realize that Buddha's name, as the Chinese called him, or the people in China called him, they called him Tao Mo. Tao Mo means great black. That's what it means, great black, Tao Mo. Now, we just find out after research, we realize also scientifically and medically that there was a joint research that was done by the University of Texas Health and Science Center in Houston, Texas, along with the National Natural Science Foundation of China. And it's proven that it's genetic evidence linking China to Africa. And therefore, if you look at the genetic makeup of the Chinese people today, the DNA makeup is of African. This is scientific and medical fact, and anyone can actually pull this up by checking with the University of Texas Health and Science Center. This has already been proven. And now, what I find really funny is how there was many of these so-called myths of people going into the mountains and they coming out with this system or that system. Well, you know, the systems was really someone's interpretation of what was given to them by the Africans. Now, there will be some people that will actually disagree with me when they say, well, wait a minute, what about the people of Greece? Well, if you want to ask that question, I will tell those people, well, before you ask that question, where did the name Greece come from? And if they do their history and research, they will find that the word Greece came from the fact that the continent of Africa at one time was called Nagricia, and that Socrates, Plato, and Pythagoras, they all actually went into Nagricia to study, and they brought back with them the philosophy. So everything that the people on the island of Greece has today originated from Africa.
Amazing.
Now, one of the oldest names for Africa is called Al-Kibulan.
Wow. Hello? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I know how a lot of times people say, well, you know, I want to talk about the word karate. You know, and that I find funny within itself, because the word karate, we all go by what was told to us and what we read, that the Okinawans use the word kara, which means China, and the word te, meaning hand. But actually, in Egypt, well, it was before it was even called Egypt, it was called Kemet. And the Kemetic language they used the word karate as well. But the word ka was spirit or spiritual. And the word ra represented the sun god, which represented energy. And K represented hand. So in essence, they was practicing what they called spiritual energy hand. Now, there was a temple called Karnak. And this is where these warriors in Egypt, or shall I say Kemet, went to Karnak to study a form of martial arts. And during that time period, they called it Montu, M-O-N-T-U. And it was named after the war god of Montu. So the discipline of combat was in Africa, or shall I say Al-Kibulan, millions of years before it even hit the European continents or Asian continents. Now, also understand that in the Egyptian pyramids, they call it Beni Hassan, which means the temple of the sun, there are many murals of Africans doing grappling, wrist locks, kicks, and they had weapons. So these date way prior to before the island of Greece even came into existence. So it's impossible for anyone to say that the pancreation or Greco-Roman wrestling was there before. It's impossible because the dates of these murals in the temples of Beni Hassan dates prior to these countries even coming into existence. So how is it possible? It is not possible. It is not possible. So if you go back and look at how these systems were developed, once it got from, it went into India as well as China at the same time period. Now, Satara or Putamo or Buddha, as some of the Chinese people or Asian people call, you got to understand that he popularized it. And what was really ironic, he was an African with, you know, all the features of the nose, the curly kinky hair, the whole nine. And what I found ironic was the Asian continent took that image and they more or less made it into looking like an Asian. But if you actually would get into reading J.A. Rogers' book called Sex and Races, Volume 1, it would clearly define and tell you that this race of people or Africans were in throughout Asia many, 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 many years before. And to go back, I can even take it back to Masayama. Now, what's funny, Masayama has a book out. It was called The Legend, The Legacy, Oyama.
Wasn't that the book that was like $100?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was the book that was like $100-something. I remember, and that was 10 years ago.
Right. And what's ironic is that he actually stated in his own book the fact that the martial arts originated in Africa. So if anyone would actually go out and get this book, they would clearly see that, yes, even Masayama, who was a Korean living and training in Japan, stated the fact that, yes, the martial arts came out of Africa.
I tell you, that's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, some of this stuff I have actually heard before, and I remember seeing drawings that were in some of the old caves back in Africa when they were showing the murals with them doing what looked like martial arts techniques. But then, of course, they came back and said that in the Arabic times that it wasn't any African Americans that were actually doing those. It was, you know, the natives to those particular countries, not realizing that those countries were connected to Africa.
Correct.
So it's definitely interesting. It's very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Richardson is also writing a book. He's presently in the process of putting a book together, and he's going to not only put all of these facts in that book, but he's also going to share it with the overall public. Again, he's not going to, you know, basically let out the whole secret of his book, but I got a feeling you might be able to figure out what the book is about. But it's for his love of martial arts and the spirit of martial arts that runs through this brother's veins. And trust me, I know it does, because I've known Terrell for a very long time, and, you know, we've done some training together. He's actually even been a featured person at our martial arts seminar that we do. We do a martial arts seminar every year for St. Jude's Children's Hospital as a fundraiser. And actually, that'll be this Saturday, the 23rd, in Woodbridge, Virginia, at the Fred Lynn Middle School, which is 1650 Prince William Parkway, Woodbridge, Virginia, 22191. And you guys are more than welcome to come out. That's from 10 to 3. But anyway, Brother Terrell, what else would you like to share with us on this? And we're probably going to have to come back and do this again, brother, because I know that you got a lot more that you want to share with us.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to really just, I mean, I'm just touching bases here. But, yes, you know, it's amazing how we never got the recognition that we so rightfully deserve. And the purpose of this book that I'm writing is for not just, it's not about a black, white, yellow, red, you know, it's not about color here. This book is about dispelling all the so-called stories that was put out, and to put out factual information. And this is why I call the book that I'm writing The True Origin and History of the Martial Arts, because there's many, many different stories that have been told, but the story that hasn't been told yet is a story that how it came out of the continent of Africa, or we call, some people call it Kush, you know, and how the Moors, they were great warriors, and how they, from the fact they went over to Spain and conquered Spain and built up Spain for hundreds of years, you know. And so the purpose is to try to put out correct information, because so many styles and systems have been put out, you know, Tong Sudo, Wado Ru, Goju, and their story has been told based off what that system has been created by. But the overall combat system was developed and created by a man of color. And that's what I'm putting this book out for. This is not about, you know, a color thing. This is not about color. And that's what I want your listeners to understand. You know, I just want listeners to understand that the book is coming out for the purpose of having individuals know the facts, and, like I said, the true origin and history of the systems. And then from there we can go into, you know, these different styles that was developed, you know, after we had given birth to this martial arts. Because, you know, if we don't know the truth, then we're living a lie, and that's the problem. Many, many martial artists are great martial artists, great technicians, but they're living a lie, and that's where I'm saying we need to quit living a lie, and we need to put out the truth. And we need to, as African-Americans and the Africans and men and women of color, we need to get the recognition that we have already put in and continue to get recognized for our greatness. And this is the purpose of this book. And I pray that those who are listening understand that I'm giving it from love, not about any kind of issue with, you know, this is not a social issue, anything, a racial issue. This is about love of the martial arts. And I hope they accept it with an open heart and open mind, so they can realize that this is for that reason.
Well, we appreciate it, Terrell, and I appreciate the fact that you're sharing it with us. I'm just going to call you Professor Richardson. Professor Richardson, I believe we have a couple of callers on. I want to see if they have any questions. So
okay,
we're going to go ahead and open up the line and see if they have any questions.
Right here.
Would anybody like to say anything? We've got a couple of callers in queue. Hello, listeners?
Yes.
Do you have a question for Professor Richardson?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know what actually motivated him to get into martial arts. This is his sister, and I still don't know. I'm just amazed at what he's done over the years.
Okay. You know, that's a good question. And I guess she being my sister, I didn't know you were going to call him to the show. But anyway, what got me into the martial arts really was by sheer accident. as you know, our uncle, his name was Harlan Marbley, was a wonderful boxer. He represented his country at the Pan American Games, as well as the 68 Olympics with George Foreman down in Mexico. Boxing was my first love, and I ended up having a neighbor that was involved in the martial arts. His name was Grandmaster Graham. He was a wushu stylist. He's no longer with us. But I will always try to enhance my knowledge in boxing, and I actually wanted to see what he can show me. And from that, it just grew, and the martial arts just intrigued me. So I ended up getting into the martial arts, and I wanted to continue to get better and better. And so I learned different systems over the years. So that's pretty much what I got out of it and why I got involved.
So does that answer your question? I guess she hung up. We had another caller. We have anybody else that would like to ask Brothers Richardson a question? All right, Terrell, that person must have hung up, which is fine. Anyway, Terrell, I really want to thank you for sharing everything that you shared with us again. We're going to have to schedule another show so that we can give a little bit more knowledge and share it with the people out there that are listening. And, you know, those that aren't listening, again, this is recorded, so, that they'll listen in.
Kiyoshi, I have to thank you very much for this opportunity, and I have to thank God for blessing me with the ability to get the knowledge that I've gotten, because through God, all this is possible. And I have to thank many of my students, you know, for all my students who've supported me and believed in me, as well as the individual named Soki Abdul Hakim Bilal. This gentleman was the gentleman that inspired me and said, do it. And because of his support and love, this is why I'm doing what I do. And so I thank you, and I thank those individuals as well.
All right. Not a problem. Well, thank you, brother, and us. And, again, we look forward to doing another show with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you
again for your time and your patience and all of that. And I look forward to seeing you do your class and craft this Saturday at the Martial Arts Professional Seminar. And with that said, today is now, everybody. Let's move forward. Let's do the things we need to do. Take care. All right. Be well. Us, brother.